chapter 18. Suta Vacha Aho Vayam Jalma Bruto Dhyasma Vruddhanu Vruddhyapi Viloma Jataha Daushkulya Madhim Vidunoti Shigram Mahatmanam Abhidhana Yogaha Suta Vacha Aho Vayam Jalma Bruto Dhyasma Vruddhanu Vruttyapi Viloma Jataha Daushkulya Madhim Vidunoti Shigram Mahatmanam Abhidhana Yogaha Suta Vacha Aho Vayam Jalma Bruto Dhyasma Vruddhanu Vruttyapi Viloma Jataha Daushkulya Madhim Vidunoti Shigram Mahatmanam Abhidhana Yogaha Vridhan vritya viloma jataha Daushkulya madhim vidunoti shikram Mahatmanam abhidhana yoga Aho vayam janma bruto dhyasma Vruddhanu Vruttyapi Viloma Jataha
Daushkulya Madhim Vidunoti Shigram Mahatmanam Abhidhana Yoga
Mataji, word to word meaning Suta Uvacha. Suta Goswami said, Aho, how, Vayam, we, Jalma Bhrutaha, promoted in birth, Adya, today, he, her, clearly, Asma, have become, Vruddha Anuvruttya, by serving those who are advanced in knowledge, Api, although, Viloma Jataha, born in a mixed caste, Daushkulyam, disqualification of birth, Adhim, sufferings, Vidunoti, purifies, Shigram, very soon, Mahatmanam, of those who are great, Abhidhana, conversation, Yogaha, connection, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Srila Suta Goswami said, O God, although we are born in a mixed caste, we are still promoted in birthright simply by serving and following the great who are advanced in knowledge. Even by conversing with such great souls, one can without delay cleanse oneself of all disqualifications resulting from lower births. Purport. Suta Goswami did not take his birth in a Brahmana family. He was born in a family of mixed caste or an uncultured low family. But because of higher association like Sri Shukdev Goswami and the great rishis of Naimisharanya, certainly the disqualification of inferior birth was washed off. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle in pursuance of Vedic usage, and by his transcendental association he elevated many low born or those disqualified by birth or action to the status of devotional service and establish them in the position of acharyas or authorities. He clearly stated that any man, whatever he may be, whether a brahmana or shudra by birth or a householder or mendicant in the order of society, if he is conversant with the science of Krishna, he can be accepted as an acharya or guru, a spiritual master. Suta Goswami learned the science of Krishna from great rishis and authorities like Shukdev Goswami and Vasudev. And he was so qualified that even the sages of Naimisharanya eagerly wanted to hear from him the science of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had the double association of great souls by hearing and preaching. Transcendental science or the science of Krishna has to be learned from the authorities. And when one preaches the science, he becomes still more qualified. So Suta Goswami had both the advantages, and thus undoubtedly he was completely freed from all disqualifications of low birth and mental agonies. This verse definitely proves that Srila Shukdev Goswami did not refuse to teach Suta Goswami about the transcendental science, nor did the sages of Naimisharanya refuse to hear lessons from him because of his inferior birth. This means that thousands of years ago there was no bar to learning or preaching the transcendental science because of inferior birth. The rigidity of the so-called caste system in Hindu society became prominent within only 100 years or so, when the number of Vijabandhus or disqualified men in families of higher caste increased. Lord Sri Chaitanya revived the original Vedic system, and he elevated Thakur Haridas to the position of Namacharya, or the authority of preaching the glories of holy name of the Lord. Although His Holiness Srila Haridas Thakur was pleased to appear in a family of Mohammedans. Such is the power of pure devotees of the Lord. The Ganges water is accepted as pure, and one can become purified after taking a bath in the waters of the Ganges. But as far as the great devotees of the Lord are concerned, they can purify a degraded soul even by being seen by the low born, and what to speak of association. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to purify the whole atmosphere of the polluted world by sending qualified preachers all over the world, and it remains with the Indians to take up this task scientifically and thus do the best kind of humanitarian work. The mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. Mahattamanam Abhidhanam also means dictionary of great devotees, or a book full of the words of great devotees. Such a dictionary of the words of great devotees and those of the Lord are in the Vedas and allied literatures, specifically the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathantvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakantvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyate Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swasti Ayanam Mahat Hare Krishna, seeking blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, and thank you for coming today for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class to encourage me. Hare Krishna. So today is most auspicious occasion of Janu Saptami, the day when Mother Ganga reappeared on earth. It took three generations' effort, prayers and austerities to please Mother Ganga and bring her to the planet of earth. With mission of King Bhagirath to deliver his ancestors. So it is very, very auspicious that today is the appearance of Mother Ganga. She appeared for the first time on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, and now today, Saptami, she reappeared, because when Bhagirath was taking Mother Ganga on his way to deliver his ancestors, she passed by the ashram of Janu Rishi, and because of her mighty flow, first she took away the kamandalu of Janu Rishi, and he got surprised, and then the whole ashram field was disrupted, destroyed by the mighty flow of Mother Ganga. And then Janu Muni got upset with whole situation, and then as a result, he became angry and he swallowed Mother Ganga. Just like we swallow the mango juice, amaras, one after another, you know. Similarly, it was not because Janu Rishi was thirsty, therefore he swallowed the water of Ganges, but because he was upset and he was angry. And as a result of that, King Bhagirath got surprised. Where is Mother Ganga? She was behind me. And then Bhagirath could realize that this is what happened. And then he again offered prayers perform austerities to please Janumuni. Before he performed severe austerities, offered prayers to please Mother Ganga, and on the request of Mother Ganga to check her force, he again performed austerities, please Lord Shiva, and assured Mother Ganga that when pure devotees will take bath in your water, certainly you will get uncontaminated of the sinful reactions which would be deposited by the people of Kali Yuga. So with that assurance, Mother Ganga followed King Bhagirath, and finally when she was at the ashram of Janu Rishi, Janu Rishi swallowed her up, and then Bhagirath again pleased Janu Rishi, and then Janu Rishi pleased by Bhagirath's disposition and prayers, he and understood the mission of King Bhagirath, he again from his ear, Mother Ganga again appeared on the earth planet. And Janu Rishi was the first person to contact Mother Ganga on earth planet. So then Mother Ganga appears, and there are also histories where Agastya Rishi also swallowed up whole ocean, that comes in the Ramayana. When Agastya Rishi's disciple glorify Agastya Rishi, their spiritual master, in front of Lord Ram. So there are histories where we see this pastime of Rishis, because they are so powerful, they can do anything. What to speak of swallowing up river or ocean. And there is a beautiful verse glorifying Mother Ganga in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 19th chapter, where it is mentioned, Yavai Lasashri Tulasi Vimishra. Ganges water is mixed with the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Yavai Lasashri Tulasi Vimishra Krishnangri Renva. Dust of the lotus feet of Krishna and Tulsi leaves. Therefore, her water is most auspicious. Krishnangri Renvo Abhyadikha, most auspicious. Abhyadikha Ambu, most auspicious water. And such auspicious water sanctifies the three worlds. Punati Lokan Ubhayatra Seshan, including great devatas like Lord Shiva. This is the potency of Mother Ganga. Kastam na seveta marishyamana, who is destined to die, a person who is destined to die, he is supposed to worship Mother Ganga. And even we see Bhagavad Gita is also compared to Mother Ganga. Gita gangodakam pitva punar jalmana vidyate. So this is the power of Mother Ganga and the teachings of Lord Krishna in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And even we see in Navadvip Mandal, the nine islands of Navadvip, one of the island is Janudvip, where Janu Muni performed austerities and he received the darshan of Shriman Gaurang Mahaprabhu. So this is the most auspicious sthiti of Janu Saptami, and we are blessed to discuss on Srimad Bhagavatam on this day. And this is a nice verse spoken by Suta Goswami, where we learn from Suta Goswami his disposition to narrate Srimad Bhagavatam on the request of sages of Naimisharanya. So Suta Goswami mentions here that Aho Vayam Jalma Bhrita Adhyahasma Jalma Bhrita. So Suta Goswami says that he is elevated to the higher birth. He is elevated in his birthright by the association of great devotees, by serving them. Mahatta, it is mentioned, Vruddhanuvruttya. Vruddhanuvruttya means great devotees who are very learned in the science of devotional service. And he further mentions that even by conversing with such great souls, Abhidhana Yogaha, one can without delay शीघ्रम क्लींस विदुनोति oneself of all disqualifications, daushkulyam, resulting from lower births. So the disqualifications resulting from lower birth, people look down upon those who are born in lower caste. And those who are in the higher caste, they feel proud. So this is the rigidity of caste system, which is explained by Srila Prabhupada in his purport that we will elaborate later on. But first of all, we will see the example of Suta Goswami, his disposition when he was requested by sages of Naimisharanya to continue, describe and share the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Suta Goswami did not feel proud, rather he felt very humble, and he mentioned in this verse that because of your association I am able to describe Srimad Bhagavatam. And sages of Naimisharanya were eager to drink that nectar from the lotus mouth of Suta Goswami. So here we understand that Suta Goswami did not proclaim himself as a self-made man. It is mentioned in the history that February 2nd, 1842, this term was coined, that self-made man, in the United States Senate. That self-made man is one who is not dependent on any outside condition. On his own ability, he can progress in his life, achieve whatever he wants in his life. And it is mentioned that the great example of self-made man is Benjamin Franklin, who was recognized as the founding fathers of the United States. So, in the outside world, we see such terms, you know, self-made man. And also it is mentioned that I am a self-made man. Who else would help? So there is no dependence in this case. But here we see Suta Goswami is dependent on the blessings and mercy of sages of Naimisharanya. And what to speak of sages of Naimisharanya, he received the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukdev Goswami, for which he is grateful. And even he is grateful that he is able to, or he was able to converse with such great personalities. So this is the mood of Suta Goswami. He counts on his fortune of receiving the association of Srila Shukdev Goswami and sages of Naimisharanya. And we see Shukdev Goswami served Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing from Shukdev Goswami, and he is now serving Srimad Bhagavatam by discussing with sages of Naimisharanya. So this is the mood of the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He is in the mood of service. And we see as Suta Goswami considers himself as low born. And the meaning of Suta is twofold: the reciter of Puranas and a person born in a mixed caste. And according to Manusmriti, it is mentioned that a Suta is one who is born of Kshatriya father and Brahmin mother. And also we see in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the context of Devayani and King Yayati, where Parikshit Maharaj got surprised when he could understand and when he heard about the pratilom marriage happened between the family of Shukracharya and, you know, King Yayati, Kshatriya. So he got surprised, and therefore he was curious to know about it. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about it, that the general custom of marriage is between Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas and Brahmanas and Brahmanas. And if the marriage happens otherwise, then it is divided into two classes, anulom and pratilom. And anulom marriage is permissible where a brahmana gets married to the daughter of a kshatriya, for example. So that is permissible. But pratilom marriage is not generally allowed, where a kshatriya is getting married to a brahmana daughter. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was surprised. How could this happen? A marriage between a daughter of Shukracharya and King Yayati. So, in culture, society, this is strictly followed. But as Kali Yuga is progressing, we see such conditions are overruled. And even people might not know what is anulom and pratilom. But in cultured society, this is strictly followed. Nowadays also, it is followed in cultured families. But as Kali Yuga is progressing, such principles are forgotten. And we see in Kali Yuga also, such statements are framed that love is blind and marriage is an eye-opener. So, the sanctity of marriage, vidhi, is lost, is getting lost. And so, sages of Naimisharanya, we see in the previous verses that through their appreciation, they bless Suta Goswami. And the blessing is more important as we chant this verse also, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tama Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. All we are made of is by the blessings of great Vaishnavas, Guru, Krishna. And Suta Goswami was also empowered by the personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram himself. When Balaram, he killed Romaharshan Suta, and then the sages assembled over there, they said that we bless just now Romaharshan Suta for long life, and without any physical pain, he was going to remain with us and narrate Puranas till this sacrifice gets over, and now he is killed. So the sages at Naimisha place, they request Lord Balaram to maintain, like by his power, by Kusha weapon, he killed Romaharshan Suta. So sages request Lord Balaram that you maintain all conditions, you maintain our promise as well as you maintain the death of Romaharshan Suta intact and do the needful. And then Lord Balaram blesses Suta Goswami, as we see that one's own self takes birth again as one's son. So therefore, Lord Balaram decides to empower Suta Goswami, who is the son of Romaharshan Suta. And that way, Suta Goswami is empowered, given long life, strong senses, and blessed to speak and narrate Puranas. So, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he mentions that Suta Goswami learned this science from the great rishis, like Shukadeva Goswami and Vasudev himself. And he was so qualified that even the sages of Naimisharanya did not hesitate to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Suta Goswami. So such was the empowerment of Suta Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada also talks in his purport about the rigidity of caste system. So we see the vision of Lord Krishna, vision of great devotees, vision of Srimad Bhagavatam, how they see an individual and how the caste system sees an individual. There is a big difference. So how Krishna, how Srimad Bhagavatam, how great Vaishnavas, they see an individual depending upon his spiritual identity, spiritual advancement. But caste system, the rigid caste system, sees an individual based on his bodily designation. So there are different caste system beliefs. Even the Brahmana, they feel themselves superior and they proudly quote their surname as Tripathi, Chaturvedi, Pandit. They show their Brahman trait and they look down upon others. And even we see some orthodox family also, when outcast person is passing by and his shadow falls on their house, then they empty their house, including food, grains, etc. And then they purify their house with gomutra and cow dung. So such principles are followed by the rigid caste system. And we see that in the previous ages, the birth was significant. Therefore, even Dronacharya refused to accept Ekalavya as his disciple. Still, Ekalavya, in heart of his heart, he considered Dronacharya as his disciple, and then he learned the Dhanurvidya by himself. But when Dronacharya came to know the expertise of Ekalavya, then he, in Guru Dakshina, he accepted his thumb. Because Dronacharya had a great love for Arjuna and he was conscious that, you know, Ekalavya was not a Kshatriya. Therefore, he did not have Adhikar of Dhanurvidya. Because in the previous ages, the birth was most significant, but in Kali Yuga, Kalau Shudra Sambhava and Samskara Bhavet Vija. Samskaras play a great role in progress of our life. And even we see Lord Parshuram also did not accept Karna as his disciple when he realized Karna is Kshatriya and he is not Brahman. When Karna tolerated the insect bite while Parshuram was taking rest on his lap. So we see that the Bhagavatam vision, the spiritual people, that they give emphasis to the principle of spiritual identification. That even in Bhagavad Gita we see Pandita Samadarshina. We identify people based on their connection to the Supreme Lord. Each and every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore the Bhagavatam vision is that faithfully engaging in the devotional service of Lord throughout one's life, and then going back home, back to Godhead. And this is the plan of Krishna, great devotees, and Bhagavatam. And even in this is what is emphasized in Prahlad Maharaja's prayer, the Narasimha Chaturdashi festival, which we are going to celebrate in next week, Thursday. Today is also Thursday. So, Prahlad Maharaj also compares between a Brahmana who is falsely proud of his 12 qualities, Viprad, Vishad Guna, Yutat, Aravinda Nabha, Pada Aravinda Vimukhat, Shvapacham Varishtam. The Brahmana who is falsely proud, better than him, is a Shvapacha, dog eater, who has dedicated his Manne Tad Arpita, Mano, mind, vachan, words, hita, activities, earth, wealth, prana, life. Punati sakulam, such a person who is born in lower class, dog eater, he can purify his whole dynasty. But a falsely proud Brahmana cannot even purify himself, cannot even liberate himself. So this is the distinction made by the great devotees, how they see an individual and how the rigid caste system sees an individual. And Prahlad Maharaj further says that ways to dedicate one's mind, wealth, activities and life in the service of Supreme Lord is hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. So he says, Soham Priyasya Surudha, my dear Lord, Paradevataya, Leela Kathastava, your Leelas, your pastime, Narasimha, O Lord Narasimha Dev, following the disciplic succession of Brahmaji, Virincha Geetaha, it is easy, Anjas Titarmi, easy to cross this ocean of nescience. Guna vipramukta. Durgani, which is very difficult to cross this samsara, but it is very easy to cross this ocean of birth and death just by the adopting the simple process of hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. Pada yugala hamsa sanga. So this is the vision of devotees. And even when Krishna mentions about these four divisions, Brahman, this Varnashram system, Chaturvarnya, Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhagasha, he uses the word division. He is not using the word caste. Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, this word class is interpreted as caste. And we see that even in our school days, in school also there are divisions. 9th standard A class, 9th standard B class. It is not caste, it is class. So that the teaching could be organized in a way that every individual gets benefited by that teaching. Therefore, there is a division even in the schools we see. So purpose is what? So that whoever is learning, studying, he gets benefited and he goes to the next class. Similarly, the purpose of Varnashram system is to help individual to worship and please Lord Vishnu and advance spiritually. This is the purpose. And it is mentioned in Vishnu Purana also. Varnashrama acharavata purushena para puman. Vishnu raradhyatya pumsa pantha nanyat tat tosha karanam. Na anyat tat tosha karanam. There is no other alternative to please Lord Vishnu but by following the principle of Varnashram Dharma. So the word class is taken as a caste, and forgetting the spirit of the system, Varnashram system, the rigidity gave birth to false ego. And even when I was doing a book distribution local train, and there were a group of people sitting in the local train. So I just, whenever we distribute books, we try to emphasize so that people can connect to that book, their identity. So I just mentioned, this is our Bhagavad Gita. Immediately that lady said, this is not our Bhagavad Gita, this is your Bhagavad Gita. And even one time in Khed, the Konkan area, we had gone for our bus party and we were distributing books. So somehow one person, he was very hospitable. But in the course of discussion, when he realized that we are following Brahmanical standards, so he understood us as a Brahman. There was no thread, nothing. We were in white. But still, because of shaven head and shika, he could consider us as a Brahman. And then he started chastising left and right. And the other vendor, whom somehow we could convince him to take Bhagavad Gita, he rejected Bhagavad Gita because of that chastisement. And he started chastising Buddhist philosophy was from beginning, you people are good for nothing. So that's what happens when the spirit is lost and only false ego is left, when there is a rigidity. So when there is a false ego, people feel complex. Brahmanas feel superior and other Varna people, they feel inferior. And this is the influence of Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga also we see the disease to generalize. They condemn whole dynasty, whole group of community. All Brahmanas are like this. All Kshatriyas are like this. They are good for nothing. And this began when Sringi cursed Parikshit Maharaj. And that was the first attack of Kali. And further Srila Prabhupada speaks about the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indiscriminately shared love of Godhead with each and every individual whomever he met. And this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, which was taken forward by the efforts of Srila Prabhupada. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was born in elevated family of Brahmana, still he himself considered as servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Dasanudas. He never identified with any varnas and ashramas, but he identified himself just as a servant of Krishna. Servant of servant of servant of Krishna. And this is the way of self-realization. And if one identifies, if one discovers his spiritual identity, then his life is successful. Otherwise, identifying with varnas, ashramas, there is no limit to it. And life gets complicated. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purport that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived the original Vedic system and he elevated Thakur Haridas, one of the great example of Haridas Thakur. It is mentioned in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrut, when Haridas Thakur disappeared from this world, everyone started glorifying the mission of Srila Haridas Thakur. Sabe gai jai 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 Haridas, namera mahima yaha karila prakash. He broadcasted the glories of holy name in this world by his example and teaching. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he picked up the body of, divine body of Srila Haridas Thakur, and he danced in ecstasy. So, this is the example of Haridas Thakur. And even we see in Chaitanya Charitamrut that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, though they were employed by Muslim community. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. And out of their humility, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami never considered themselves as a Brahmanas. They considered themselves very fallen out of their humility. And they even would not enter into the temple of Jagannath. That was their humility. They never requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please request Jagannath temple management so that at least once we can take darshan of Lord Jagannath. No, they remained humbled and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated their humility. He accepted them. And even in the case of Vasudev Leper, we see when he wanted to, in Kurmakshetra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vasudev Brahmana, this leper, he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was suffering from leprosy. To the extent his body was filled with worms. And whenever the worm would fall down, he would pick that up and keep at the same position. So this was Vasudeva Leper and he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when he went to the Kurma Brahman's place, he found that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left. And then he becomes disappointed. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the lamentation of Vasudev, he appears there and he embraces Vasudev Brahmana and gives his mercy to him. And then when Vasudev Brahmana, he says that, you know, he compares himself as a Sudama, like Sri Krishna. Though I am a poor Brahmana, Krishna embraced me, who is a Shad Aishwarya Purna. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can only exhibit such compassion, such krupa, who accepted me and gave me new life. And therefore, in order not to become proud of his new life, fresh body, Vasudev Brahmana requests Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, you know, I should not become proud of this mercy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe kabhu tomar nahabe abhiman nirantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna naam. Always chant Krishna's holy name, always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so that you will never become proud. कृष्ण उपदेशी कर जीवे रनिस्तार अचिराते कृष्ण तोमा करीबे न अंगीकार. कृष्ण विल डेफिनेटली एक्सेप्ट व्हेन वी सिंसियरली टेक शेल्टर ऑफ हिम बाय चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. एंड ऑल्सो इन द केस ऑफ सुबुद्धि रॉय, चैतन्य महाप्रभु, सुबुद्धि रॉय वॉज एडवाइज टू ड्रिंक hot ghee and give up his life so that in his next life he will take birth as a brahmana. And when he consulted learned brahmanas in Varanasi, he got this solution, one extreme solution. And when he approached other brahmanas, they said, no, nothing doing, you are okay, you need not to give up your life, you did not commit any grave offense. So extreme solution, no solution. So he got confused. Then he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised him to chant Krishna's holy name. Prabhu kahe iha haite yaha Vrindavan nirantara kara Krishna nama sankirtan. The Lord advised Subuddhi Roy to go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra constantly. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada also exhibited such mercy and such broad-mindedness that we say that Srila Prabhupada has built a house in which everyone can live. And even in the pastime of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, when Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he came to Srila Prabhupada, revealed his heart that there is a racial prejudice in your society, that few people, they are open to talk, but few people and many people, they keep themselves reserved. They have reservation to associate with me because he was from Afro-American background. And then Srila Prabhupada, he said that if you get affected by what this ignorant disciples of mine are, you know, behaving with you, then what's the difference between you and them? So this statement of Srila Prabhupada was encouraging, hope giving for Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. And there is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirat Hunandra पुलिंद पुलकश आभेर शुंभा यवना खसादया ये अन्ने च पापा यदपाश्रयाश्रया शुद्धन्ति तस्मै प्रभु विष्णवे नमः. सो बाय कमिंग इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद ग्रेट वैष्णवास लाइक श्रील प्रभुपाद इन फॉलोवर्स डेफिनेटली वन कैन अचीव ग्रेट सक्सेस एंड स्पिरिचुअल एनलाइटनमेंट इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ हिज बर्थ पैरामीटर. श्रील प्रभुपाद in the end of his purport, he mentions, Mahattamanam Abhidhana. The dictionary of great devotees, or a book full of the words of great devotees. Mahattamanam Abhidhana. So, Srila Prabhupada, he increased the size of this dictionary by his teaching, by his preaching, by his efforts, by his example. And he made great devotees his sincere disciples, and that's how he increased the size of this dictionary, which Prabhupada only mentions, Mahattamanam Abhidhana, dictionary of great devotees. And his devotees also, following his instruction, they are writing books, preaching. That is nothing but the words of great devotees. And in the conclusion, Srila Prabhupada says that such a dictionary of the words of great devotees and those of the Lord are in the Vedas and allied literatures, specifically the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.